Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Concern over virus variant.
It's almost a certainty that there have been cases that have gotten into the United States.
Military vaccine deadline.
We need you to get vaccinated.
Alleged Epstein accomplice on trial.
Elaine was Jeffrey's right hand.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The new coronavirus variant has been confirmed in at least 14 countries, including Canada, and it's prompted new fears of another COVID wave and has led to new restrictions on travel. Our CBS News coverage begins in the country where the Omicron variant was first found. CBS's Deborah Pata is in South Africa.
The masks may be back on, but the gloves are off in the global fight to stop the new strain. There's a lot we don't know. Omicron is potentially more contagious than previous strains, but its severity is still unclear. It contains about 30 mutations to the spike protein, prompting concerns from some scientists it could be vaccine resistant. Professor Anne van Gottberg of South Africa's Institute for Communicable Diseases told us there will be answers.
There is good reason to be worried. I don't think that means that we're powerless. We need to collect data. We need to investigate and understand this variant.
With health concerns now on the rise again, CBS's Errol Barnett has the latest on the travel crackdown that's occurred, including new action from the U.S.
This ban applying to South Africa and seven other Southern African nations, including Zimbabwe. U.S. citizens and permanent residents are excluded from this restriction so long as they show a negative COVID test. Various health officials see this ban as a way of delaying the spread and buying time for people to get vaccinated and to get boosted. But there's no uniformity right now in how the world is responding to this. Consider that today, Morocco is joining Japan and Israel in banning all foreign travelers from entering those countries.
Scientists are now working to get more information on the variant's severity and transmissibility. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS's Face the Nation.
We certainly have the potential to go into a fifth wave. And the fifth wave, or the magnitude of any increase, it will really be dependent upon what we do in the next few weeks to a couple of months.
That means attention's focused on the White House, as we hear from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The president is expected to address the nation in just a few hours about the Omicron variant. That comes after he was briefed by his COVID team at the White House last night. His chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling the president that while it's going to take a couple more weeks to learn enough about this variant, Fauci, quote, continues to believe that existing vaccines are likely to provide a degree of protection against severe cases of COVID.
It's vaccination deadline day for members of the U.S. military. General David Berger is Commandant of the Marine Corps.
We need every single Marine to be vaccinated. We don't have extra Marines.
Davis Younce is an attorney and Air Force reservist who's refusing the shot.
My clients don't think that this is being driven by military readiness, by medical reasons, or even by just good order and discipline in the military. It feels very, very political.
Well, today is Cyber Monday, and it follows a Black Friday that was disappointing, both in stores and online. CBS's Meg Oliver is at an Amazon warehouse in New Jersey.
Many retailers have been advertising Cyber Monday sales early, including Amazon, whose sales started on Saturday. The top-selling products are toys, books, video games, and appliances. Shipping companies say they expect to deliver a record-breaking number of packages this holiday season.
Correspondent Mola Lenghi is in New York, where the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell opens. She's accused of being part of the late Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking ring.
According to the indictment, Maxwell helped Jeffrey Epstein recruit, groom, and ultimately abuse victims as young as 14 years old. Maxwell is accused of befriending alleged victims, taking them to the movies or shopping. The indictment says Maxwell's presence during minor victims' interactions with Epstein helped put the victims at ease because an adult woman was present. Virginia Giuffre is not part of this case, though she says Maxwell recruited her in 2000. A claim Maxwell denies.
She is even worse than Epstein. She was pulling the strings. She had his money. He had her contacts. Ghislaine was much more conniving and smart than Epstein ever was.
In a 2016 civil suit deposition, she denied knowing anything about Epstein's alleged wrongdoings. It's unclear if Maxwell will take the stand.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's been nearly 3 years since an actor on a network TV series told police in Chicago he was attacked by two men. Police later said it was all staged. Now, as Nancy Hardy of WBBM Radio tells us, his trial is getting underway.
Jussie Smollett is accused of lying to police about what he says was a racist and homophobic attack. Two men who were extras on the show Empire with him are expected to testify. Smollett paid them $3,500 to stage the attack.
Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey, who had publicly been talking about a possible run for governor in Texas, put out a video last night that indicates the role of political candidate is not for him.
It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment.
He says he'll focus on supporting businesses and foundations that create pathways for others to succeed. Republican Greg Abbott is seeking a third term in Texas. Democrat Beto O'Rourke said this month he's getting in the race. Overseas, a lot of questions for Britain's royal family after Meghan Markle said this to Oprah back in March.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
How dark your baby is going to be?
Potentially, and what that would mean or look like.
She was not specific about who said that. Today, a spokesman for Prince Charles rejected a claim in a new book that says he questioned the skin tone of Prince Harry and Meghan's child. The spokesman called it fiction and not worth further comment. Nashville police arrested a passenger on a Spirit Airlines flight from Florida for allegedly punching a flight attendant and pulling another's hair. The woman in custody has been charged with public intoxication. At Miami's airport, a 26-year-old man was taken into custody. He apparently stowed away in the landing gear of an American Airlines flight from Guatemala. He was checked out at a hospital. It's not clear if he'll face charges.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
One word was used an awful lot this year by all of us as we tried to gird ourselves against the coronavirus. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Merriam-Webster's word of the year, vaccine. Lookups for the word increased more than 1,000% compared to the year before. Among the runner-ups, insurrection, infrastructure, and perseverance, the name of NASA's Mars rover. Last year's pick from Merriam-Webster was pandemic.
In Yorkshire, England, the word of the weekend was snow. A snowstorm trapped 61 people at a pub where an Oasis cover band was performing. They spent the night there Friday night, then Saturday night, and even last night as the roads were too bad for travel. The band called Noasis, now referred to as Snowasis by some, played several sets. Patrons have watched movies, played games, and at last word, the beer was still flowing. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.